Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Saturday of the fourth week of Lent, and from Canada, we hear from Sister Magdalene Coughlin, a contemplative nun in the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Sister Magdalene's preaching today is entitled, Who is This? And the reading is from the Gospel of John. The first part of the reading goes like this. When the crowd heard Jesus' words, some said, This is really the prophet. And others said, This is the Messiah. But some asked, Surely the Messiah does not come from Galilee, does he? Has not the scripture said that the Messiah is descended from David and comes from Bethlehem, the village where David lived? So there was a division in the crowd because of him. Some of them wanted to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him. Now let us listen to Sister Magdalene.
There was division in the crowd because of him. We tend to think of Jesus as the great peacemaker who gathers the flock and leads them to safety. But remember, he had once said, I have come not to bring peace, but the sword. That is to say, Jesus is not an entertainer. He stands for something. That is why we hear today that there is division in the crowd because of him. Sometimes, unfortunately, it's necessary to stand for what we believe in. Let's think about who Jesus is. Indeed, he was a prophet and more than a prophet. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And we see in the Gospels that he hates pretension. He stands for something, you see, and necessarily there will be some of his listeners who think otherwise. So, who is this Jesus? Can we get to the core of who Jesus is? I promise you it's wonderful. Firstly, where does he come from? It is the Father who sent me, he says. They know by now that he's talking about God as his Father. And God is incomprehensible mystery, as Elizabeth Johnson writes. That is, God is not a huge, broad-shouldered old man with white hair and a long white beard. No, dear friends, God is infinity itself. In fact, God is indescribable. To affirm God, we can only say things like, God is indescribable mystery. But on the other hand, St. John tells us that God is love, and love always seeks union, right? This is why the man Jesus Christ appears in this story. Jesus is the Word of God, and the Word became flesh, so that the God who is love could draw near to each one of us in unspeakable nearness. As Elizabeth Johnson says, so that our God could enter into deep personal union with the world, the beloved. So yes, who is this Jesus? The mystery of God decided to communicate itself as self-giving nearness in the historically tangible person of Jesus Christ. Jesus is God's intimate and faithful nearness. Isn't that wonderful? God is this close. Think about it, please. Mystery ever nearer. We might say that Jesus is something God had to do. God bless you.